Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Rob Park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
RadioSafety.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio and RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. You can leave a message over there. You can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I did have a Radio St. Pete email address, but it's gone now, and nor Joe Bordeaux nor I know how to get it back. So you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Do sign up for the mailing list. I email you twice a year, maybe, and it's only with some sort of greeting and then some sort of development. Usually at least one thing of note happens in the year, hopefully. So things that I want to let you know about, it's very, very sparingly, so I promise not to send you a lot of emails, but do sign up just in case. I mean, hey, you know, Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, but he's still got Google to buy, he's got Facebook, he's got all these other platforms he needs to buy first before I'm going to feel safe. And frankly, I don't feel safe even with Elon Musk at the helm, because I don't know what the hell that guy is, and neither do you. He is an enigma, and perhaps Satan. I don't know. This is all just hearsay. But do sign up for the mailing list, and I'll let you know where I'm at. If I get thrown offline or I end up somewhere else in another city, whatever. Who knows? And that's not a hint or something. I'm just saying, you know, just in case something happens. So sign up there. There should be a button. You can put your email in, and I'll email you twice a year. Maybe once. And that voice and text line is available for you 24-7, 813-693-2124. I've even answered that line a few times, and people don't know what to do. They go, hello? And I go, hey. Go, oh. And then they usually hang up. So who knows? Maybe I'll pick up the phone. You never know. HMBradio.com is the website. Someone messaged me and let me know that the podcast, while it is on Google Podcasts, is not up to date. And I don't know how to fix that. I'm trying to figure it out currently. I even sent them an email, so we'll see if they get back to me, and hopefully they'll update that RSS feed to get back on Google Podcasts and get up to date there. But it's on iTunes. It's on pretty much everywhere else, I think. Just search HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, and Tampa Bay if you want to. But HMB Radio should do it. Click the subscribe button. Give it 5 stars. You know, I'm depending on you. We don't really have sponsors here. I got my friend Chrissy, you know, who does the Truvy Salon. But other than that, that's it. That's it. So feel free, if you're enjoying the program, to donate if you would like to. HMBradio.com/donate. There is a store there. It will be up for a few more months, maybe. But don't hesitate. Get it now, because it's going away probably in July, end of July sometime. So make sure you get your Homemade Broadcast sweatshirt and t-shirt or hat. That would be grand if you did that. I would appreciate that. What else? So, you know, now we're doing this live stream thing on a hum all night on Wednesdays. So I would encourage you to please subscribe on YouTube as well. We also broadcast on the HMB Radio Facebook page, which you should go give a like to right now. HMB Radio, same thing. Like the page. And you can watch there and interact there. YouTube is preferred. When Elon Musk buys it, then we can get real raunchy. That's what I'm waiting for. But it's a good time. We'll talk to you if you're there. Sometimes I even bring people in the stream and chat with them a little bit. It's fun. And I hope you'll join us over there at YouTube and Facebook. So without further ado, Anna Hummel's here. And let's get to a replay. Not really. If you're just hearing this for the first time, you wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even have to tell you. But let's get to the replay of the live stream right now with myself and Anna Hummel. Thank you for listening to HMB Radio. My name's Will. This is Anna. Hi, Anna. Say hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's all right. Still no microphone.
Well, I had a microphone, but I was missing pieces, parts, and we couldn't get it to work, so I sent it back. But I should be getting one through work pretty soon.
Oh, through work is always the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you. I'm glad you made it back from your trip, okay? You were in Denver, Colorado, those parts in that arena there. How was your trip? Anything crazy happen?
Crazy. Probably not. I did not smoke a lick of weed, and I shared half. Me and my boyfriend had collectively one beer that we could not finish. That's how pathetic we are. No smoking, no drinking, just the natural outdoors, just getting high on life, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds insane. I know that you're not much of a drinker. You weigh 8 pounds, so I know it's a challenge for you to get, you know, that amount of fluid in your body, number one.
Right.
Just any water, anything. You know, I know if you have a vodka soda, forget it. You know, you're off the deep end throwing up behind a Taco Bell. I mean, that's been the case. But I would think that what's up with your boy? I mean,
well, boy doesn't really drink too much.
What? And by
too much? Pretty much at all. It's pretty much 100% dry all day, God. All the time. And which is really fine with me. You know, drinking used to be a much larger part of my life. It's not anymore, and I'm not saying I'm better than that. And if you catch me at a brunch, I will be wasted. That's going to happen. But the frequency with which I do things like that is few and far between. So, just pretty much no drinking in Denver, and didn't even smoke weed, which seems rude because it's legal there recreationally. So,
did I tell you this last time that I had smoked allegedly maybe a little piece of marijuana? Did I tell you this story?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if it was last week. I guess it was the week and a half ago, at least. I took a little piece of weed from something called a joint, is what they call it. and I put it to my lips and I sucked on it. And I went on a, I went down the rabbit hole to Alice in Wonderland zone. I couldn't sit up in a chair. I had to lay down. And I don't.
Is it late with fentanyl? Like, what?
I don't know.
You just haven't smoked in a long time, I guess.
I think it's just I'm a lightweight now. I don't have any tolerance to marijuana. So I liked it at first, but then I was like, I can't sit up anymore. I have to lay down. And I think some people would consider that a good thing. And I guess it was. I don't know. I was nice and relaxed, and people were talking to me and just wasn't paying any sort of attention whatsoever, had no interest in what they were saying, and which is normal generally, but now I literally could not comprehend, or I had no
interest. When was this?
2 weeks ago, maybe.
Oh, so pretty recently.
When I finally sobered up, I went and got an ice cream at Dairy Inn near my house, and that was good. Now, that was really good, but it took a while to get out from under that.
Would get, I imagine, some sort of, did you get some sort of like Sunday shake or something? Something decadent.
Yeah, I don't think it's too decadent. It's called the Drumstick Sunday. And it's basically,
that's what I was trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly a treat. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. It's not a scoop of vanilla or anything, but I wouldn't say it's too crazy. It's just some waffle cones smashed up with some chocolate sauce and peanuts. That's about it, I guess. And they put a whipped cream and a cherry on top. I think the stone girls at Darien knew that something was up with me. And I don't really know how, because I tried to act. Maybe it was just a man arriving and getting a sundae by himself. They're like, we got
that
you.
That probably set him off a little bit. But did it taste better, do you think, in your high state of mind versus a sober state of mind?
No, it still was delicious. It was so good. Okay. And
is there any sort of heightened sense of satisfaction when you're high that makes food taste better? Do you think that that's a fallacy? Or do you think there's any truth behind that?
I don't know. I never really got the munchies per se, or enjoying things more. I mean, there are some things that are definitely better with marijuana, and I can't say the word I want to use, but the completion of a sex act is much better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh yeah. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but
when you party.
When I party with a lady.
Well, you know. Well, that's what we call it on the air. Like, did you get your party?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. When you get your party. Yeah. That's always a good time. I don't know about food. I mean, I like food anyway, a lot. And, I enjoyed it. I enjoy it, I think, just as much. I don't know if there's, anything to that, up like having your senses heightened or something like that with food. But I mean, maybe for some people, unfortunately, I don't really have that, but, good. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed your trip, and, it was your birthday.
It was Sunday on Mother's Day. I had to share it with this bitch that gave birth to me.
Did you call your mom?
Of course. I actually called her before she called me. So, but it was cool. I got her a Mother's Day gift that arrived about 5 days early. I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't procrastinate. I'm clean. I'm organized. I'm basically the inverse of the human I once was when I was, you know, in college or something like that. But yeah, wish my mom a happy Mother's Day. I received her a gift yesterday, which was very extravagant, much more than I anticipated. I got, number one, a $100 Amazon gift card, which is always appreciated.
Whoa.
And then, because I've recently got into baking, as you've heard, you know, I've told you about, she got me all of the baking things. Every pan, every utensil I could ever need and want came in a massive box, and now I'm gonna force feed, you will. Make nice. You try all these things. Yeah, that I've taken up baking out of nowhere. Maybe this is a midlife crisis thing. I'm not quite sure, but I enjoy new things now. I'm gonna get a bike. That's happening hopefully in the next 2 weeks. I'm going kayaking on Sunday.
you've been talking about the bike for, I almost got you a bike. And by the way, I thought about Venmoing you some money, but I don't know. There's something about that I'd really thought about it. So I think what I'm going to do is take you to lunch instead when you're ready.
I would actually much prefer that.
I figured. And I would too, rather than just giving you $20 towards a bike or a microphone.
Let's get some lunch at Burns. That sounds great.
Oh, well, I don't think they have lunch. So we'll have to do something else. But maybe some fresh kitchen or something along those lines.
Or that Greek place by your house is dynamite. I'm down to go there.
Oh, I love a good Greek salad from there. Yeah, that would be good. So while you were gone, the only thing really eventful thing that happened to me was I had my buddy Kevin join, who you know as well, join the Freedom Boat Club. Are you familiar with this?
Like a yacht club? No, I don't know what that is.
No, not really a yacht club. What it is you pay a certain amount of money every month, and then you can reserve a boat, and they'll get it out of the dock for you and put it in the water. And then the only thing you have to pay for after the membership fee is the gas that you use.
That's pretty expensive, I imagine, especially now.
Yeah, they're all we talked about this last week. They're buying girls, taking girls to dinner to Rococo for their first date. So they're all, and, you know, I support it because it means, you know, you don't need a friend with a boat. You don't need to own a boat. You just need to have a friend with a boat. So,
or has access to a boat. Doesn't even need to own it himself. So.
Yeah. So basically, I have a boat. Now, because he wants to go,
That's freaking awesome.
So, because he wants to go, right? But boating by yourself is, you know, it's fun, but you want to have some people on the boat with you.
You don't want to live in a castle by yourself. You have the castle, so you throw parties in the castle. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Right. So, he calls me and goes, hey, you want to go on a boat? So, the past few weekends, we've been going out on the boats. Great. Tremendous. I bring a cooler out. It's a good time. Now, we went to, we were on a boat trip. We docked, we got lunch, you know, brought beers.
Just you and him, or who are all the members involved here?
No, myself. You know, I'm just going to name people. Nobody's going to really know what that means. And actually, this will address Scott's question too. Scott didn't know that I had a lady in my life. And yes, I do, Scott. Happy to say.
I love you, sweetheart.
So it was Julia, who's my lady friend, and then Daniel and Joe and Amanda, which is Julia's brother and sister. And I think that might have been it. And I had to drunkenly try to dock this boat, which I'm not qualified to do.
No.
And it
you're
was
not
scary.
Any way to form like a deckhand or anything like that.
It was so scary, but I felt like I had to. I had to do it. People were depending on
me. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, sorry. Scott says happy birthday. And I had to do it, and I did, and it turned out okay. I mean, I don't think we did it properly because the boat was kind of at an angle, but it was whatever. It was fine. We went and had lunch, and then we left again. And then we went to this little beach area down near the Skyway, and they went swimming and stuff. And then when it was time to go, Kevin turned the key engine, and nope, nothing. Boat doesn't work. No engine. And then I'm, you
no
know,
engine or just
well, no engine turnover where the engine was working. Okay. So I'm going, I've had 8 beers. I'll take care of this. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just one of those things that men do for whatever reason. Like I got it. And I'm kind of looking at this and I have no idea. I don't know the wire here. Maybe that's loose. I don't know how to open it to even look at it. I don't know where the battery is. I have no idea. So eventually, I go, well, you got to call, man. And nobody wants to call, you know, the place and let them know that you're stranded because it kind of looks bad. And Kevin's a new member of this boat club. I mean, it happens, certainly, but does it happen this soon? Because he just joined, you know, within 6 weeks. Yeah. And then we're drinking and stuff. So I think it's going to look bad on us. But eventually I go, yeah, dude, you got to call him. So, and I'm really hesitant to even say this because I looked up the fines and the punishment for this. I'm not even going to say who it is, but somebody picks up the PA thing, the radio, and goes, "Mayday, mayday." And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And they go, "What?" And then the Coast Guard answers allegedly and goes, "Yeah, give us your coordinates." And they went, "Oh, sorry, this was a mistake." Do you know what the fines and punishment for something like that is?
No.
A lot. I don't even want to say, I don't even want to say anymore. I feel like I'm putting that person at risk by even mentioning that. I'm sure it's fine. And maybe I'm joking. I don't know. Maybe I'm lying. it's like $250,000, many years of imprisonment. It's a big fine.
Yeah, because you're, you know, faking an emergency.
And you can't. Yeah, you can't claim ignorance with stuff like that either. It's not like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that thing. Like, you can't do that. But, you know, again, it's like you have a few drinks and then you just go, I'm helping. I don't know. But so that was a little scary. So then Kevin calls the people, the Freedom Boat Club people, and there's no answer. Then he texts, no answer. Calls again, no answer. Waiting 20 minutes, calls again, no answer. Now it's starting to get dark. Now we're not in the middle of the ocean just floating around. You know, we're anchored, we're on a beach, but it's getting dark and I'm getting a little scared. We don't have water. We just brought booze. We don't have any water. And finally he calls another chapter. They have different chapters, one near Skyway, one in the pier, you know, different places. So he goes, hey, we rented this boat from the Skyway one. They're not answering. We're stranded. We need help. So finally, I guess they somehow get a hold. These two dudes come up an hour later, blaring Sublime, either drunk or high, maybe both, which I understand that lifestyle. That's doesn't bother me. You know, it's not like a hard job or anything. And even drinking and boating, I mean, if you're going to rank those two, like drinking and driving and boating and drinking, it, definitely the boating is the safer of those options. But you have to be a responsible drunk, okay? You can't just not answer your phone and, you know, go off and smoke a doob. And you have people out in boats who aren't particularly experienced. And so they did get there. They jumped us, and then one of the guys drove us back. Goes, oh, we just replaced the battery in this one. I don't know what happened. Seems like they could have tested it out a little bit before they, you know, gave it to an inexperienced boater. But we did make it back. I'm a little hesitant though to go out next time. And
yeah,
I think it was. I mean, obviously, it's just a fluke or something that this happened, and it probably won't happen again. But you know, what if? I don't know. I'll get over it. I mean, I'll have a few beers on a Saturday.
So what time did you get back finally?
I think it was close to, like, luckily now the sun's setting later. So I think it was almost close to 8 o'clock by the time we got back.
Yeah.
And
I also want to remind you that said friend Kevin is, his birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, so just it is. You know, we're going for his to celebrate him?
No.
Rococo.
And who's paying for that? Not you.
I don't know. It might be me.
No, because it's not just going to be you and him.
Oh, no. I mean, there's a group of people going.
Right.
So I'm going to try to, at least just pay for mine. And maybe that's it. That's the plan.
Rococo seems to be the new hotspot. Is that, I feel like the Burns of St. Pete. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's up there. It's a pretty decent steakhouse. I've eaten there a few times, and it is very good. It's no Charlie's and no Burns, but it's right up there for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, in the same region, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Same class.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Moral of the story, donate, subscribe, and like. Yes. Thank you, Scott. Please do that. That's great. Let's see. Dane says, Anna, sexiest woman on the planet. Holy cow.
Wow, you haven't seen a lot of women. That's such a deal.
What a statement. Well, thank you, Dane.
That's a bold-faced lie. I appreciate the gesture, though, but no. Okay.
I'm sure she appreciates that very much, Dane. So the things I had, I wanted to ask you, have you ever drugged a man?
No. Never? Willingly? When we say drug, we mean that they didn't know they were being drugged, I imagine.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, it's...
No.
I think it's more in the realm of, you know, you hear about men, you know, especially, even now, I'm sure, drugging women with, you know, date rape drugs or something like that. But there was a woman on TikTok who drugged her boyfriend with boner pills, essentially. She said she was on a quest to help her boyfriend's little Minuteman, and she sparked outrage online for this because she put some sexual enhancement supplements into her man's drink. It was an unidentified woman on TikTok. She opened a pack of Vital honey. I've never heard of this before. And poured it into some Don Julio tequila. And she said that when you need your little Minuteman to go rounds tonight, Vital Honey is advertised as a product that enriches your body with a sudden boost of vitality and stamina so you can enjoy your romantic pleasures without the struggles of burnout and unwelcoming early climax. I have a feeling that this is one of those, much like Alex Jones male enhancement, where it makes bold claims but probably doesn't deliver, you know?
I can't say. I've never heard of that. It sounds like some sort of, you know, East Asian remedy for stuff. Yeah, you can't be giving people stuff that they don't know that they're taking.
But what if it, in the end he went, wow, I really performed very well tonight. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know what happened, but I feel very manly tonight. And she goes, well, I know why, because I put some Vital Honey in your drink that I got on this ad and it worked really good. I don't know how upset I would be about that. I think I would be upset because trust was broken. And you slipped me something that was kind of...
Yeah, and that opens the gateway, especially if you don't get angry, then she thinks that she's at liberty to maybe medicate you for other ailments. So I don't think that's okay. I don't think it's okay to even give someone an Advil if they don't know they're taking it. You know, you don't know what people are allergic to. Or
have you ever been drugged in your life?
No, I've overserved myself.
I've drugged myself,
but no, not to my knowledge. Or if they did, they did a horrible job because I was just fine. But no, I don't think I've ever been drugged. Thankfully,
I got drugged twice in my life. One was scary, and one was funny. Which one do you want first?
Scary.
You went scary first. Okay. So you used to be this bar called the Green Olive downtown. It was kind of just off to the corner of that main block. We used to go there a lot. And one night I went there, I rode my bike, and I was just drinking some Bud Lights. Now, Bud Light is a light beer. It's not exactly a hard-hitting beverage, and I can consume, especially back then, many of them without really feeling those ill effects. I had about two, and I felt woozy. And it was probably, it was pretty late. It was after midnight. I had two there, so I probably had a little more than that, but I know what my limits are. You know, even back then, I knew what my limits were. And I go, whoa, I better go home. Something's off. I don't feel good. So I remember getting on my bike, going home. I was down near the Vinoy, and I fell off my bike. I've never fallen off my bike, even S hammered, never fallen off my bike. All of a sudden, this man with an accent is right there, and he comes up from behind me and picks me up. And I swear to God, he goes, I'm not gay. And I went, oh, that's fine. I don't know what to do with that information. And he goes, I just want you to know that I'm not gay. And I was like, all right, thank you. And I think I was too coherent for him. So he kind of picked me up, and I just walked my bike home and then fell into a coma. I woke up at 3 p.m., I think, the next day and still didn't feel good. So my speculation is that that man drugged me and potentially was going to assault me off in some sort of alleyway or something. It was bizarre. Comment?
You don't know if that guy was... He obviously was following you. Do you remember him at the bar, the Green Olive, where you were at?
No, I have no recollection of... Yes, I think I remember seeing him there. And it must have been one of...
But you didn't know him even casually.
No, never saw him before that night, and don't remember seeing him after that night either, the rest of my time there. So I'm thinking that I turned my head. He probably dropped a little something in there, GHB or, you know, something.
Probably what it was.
And maybe he was maybe it wasn't for sex. You know, maybe he was going to rob me or something, which he picked the wrong target because I don't have anything.
Right. He should have just looked at you and seen, you know, known that you were poor.
Yeah.
Waste your GHB on.
Right, right. Thanks for the free GHB, idiot.
Yeah.
So that was the scary one. The other time I was drugged against my will was the funny time, which was my ex-girlfriend's, one of my first girlfriends I had, was living up in Gainesville at the time, but her aunt and uncle lived in Seminole. So they just liked me. You know, who wouldn't? Fun to hang out with.
Right.
And they would be like, hey, we're going to Arigato's. Do you want to come along? I'd be like, yeah. and they would take me and my friend Adam, and we would go and drink and have a good dinner. And then they had a nice house near Lake Seminole, and they had a pool back there and a nice patio bar and stuff. So we went back and hung out there. The aunt comes out with a chocolate bar. And at this time, you know, I talked about my marijuana usage earlier. At this time, I was a pro at marijuana. I was real good at it. So she goes, "Hey, there's a pot in this." And I went, "Oh, awesome." And I took it and swallowed it and ate it. And she's, as I'm chewing it, she looks at me and goes, it's kind of just a weird smile. And I go, "What?" And she says, "Oh, that's not weed. That's mushrooms." And I went, "What?" Now, I'd never taken mushrooms. I was very experienced with marijuana, but never with mushrooms. So I started to have a little bit of a panic attack. But I got to tell you, it was one of the funnest times that I've ever had in my life. And I will say, kind of happy that she drugged me, because I don't know if I ever would have experienced, you know, what's the active, what's the active ingredient?
Psilocybin?
Yes. I don't know if I, because it scared me a little bit. You know, that's a whole other level from just pot. I'm scared of a lot of these drugs, even now. So I don't know if I ever would experience that without her drugging me. So I was kind of happy that she did it in the end. So I don't know. Maybe it's the same with this guy where he goes, you know, "Wow, I feel like a true man. I was able to last longer. I satisfied you. I satisfied myself. And we went all night long." And it was all to his benefit because she drugged him.
I mean, sure, you could look at it from that perspective. But I would say that above all else, like you said, the violation of trust is really what is paramount here. And now he can't really trust his partner, which is the primary ingredient in a good relationship is trust, right? So, I mean, maybe he's like, "Yeah, that was the best sex of my life, and I'm breaking up with you because you're a lying, dirty bitch." So, I don't know. But I wouldn't be cool with that.
I've never experienced the gas station pill thing. Scott says it's this, I guess, like one of those male enhancement gas station pills. I've never tried those. Do they work, Scott? Because I'm not opposed to it. I've got slipped Viagra once. Oh, I've been drugged with Viagra, too. I forgot about that. When I was 18 years old, I went down to Miami for spring break, and a couple buddies of mine, they were already there, you know, previously before we joined, my friend Josh and I, and they had these little packets of Advil, and they said, "Hey, take these because we're going to be drinking a lot tonight so you don't get a hangover." And I was like, "Okay." And I open it up, and it's one giant blue pill, and I go, "They usually have two Aleves in here." And Viagra looks very similar to Aleve. It's just a bigger version. And then they got me with the, I'm not gullible, but they got me with the, "Oh, it's an extra strength Aleve." So it's just a giant, one giant pill. So I said, "Oh, okay, that makes sense." And I went ahead and took it, swallowed it. And then there was a station down in Miami where it was just models. And that's, they just showed like runway walking down the, it was bizarre. But they were like, you know, sheer tops, some of these things. So you could see like full areola in some of these things. And they did this to try to obviously give us, Josh and I, erections. It didn't work. I just remember getting a headache. So I wonder if these pills are actually, if it's a placebo effect where you go, "Oh, I'm going to get excited if I take this pill."
That's probably a part of it. Yeah. Same with like sleeping pills. Like, not that I take them all that often, but when I'm taking something that I believe is really going to help me, it helps me relax. So is it the pill, or is it the fact that I'm thinking I'm taking something that's actually going to work? Probably both. So
I got, I know you got to get out of here, but I got in so much trouble. Well, not trouble, but so many people got upset with me because I said that marijuana is not a drug, or is not a medicine. That it's just a drug, and then the benefits that you feel from it, the medical benefits, are just from getting high and enjoying your high, and you know, you eat more, you enjoy life more, but it's not really a medicine. And people got so mad about that. I spent not only the last half, I was helping John out on DGL, and we spent a good hour of people calling in and me fighting with them, and then I spent the first hour of the Johnny B Show a few hours later on this subject, and people feel very strongly about weed being a medicine, but I think it's a placebo effect. And I don't know, Viagra and those other male enhancements might be a placebo effect too. I'd be interested to try if the boner, if the gas station boner pills work. If anybody has a recommendation, I'd certainly love to try one. 813-693-2124. Let me know your preferred gas station boner pill, how it works for you. Ana, I know you got to get out of here. You're going to jiu-jitsu.
I do. Thanks. I am, yes. Yeah, back in action. I'm a little worried because even if you just take a week off, you miss stuff, and then you get choked out, and you look like a fool. So it is what it is.
All right. Thank you, Ana. That's it for today. Thank you, folks, for listening. I always appreciate you. If you are listening on RadioSaintPete.com or Sunshine 96.7, I hope you stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you so much. Please do tell a friend about it. Make sure you share it on your social media pages. If you do that, give it a 5-star rating wherever you're listening. Subscribe on YouTube. Join us on a live stream Wednesdays around 5:30, 6 o'clock, somewhere around there. Click the bell so you know when it's starting. And join us. Interact with us. We enjoy it. My name is Will Kuntz for Ana Hummel. I wish you a fantastic week. And we'll see you next week. At least talk to you. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.